Tavis Halvadas, Monday night, Shar Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Ravi. In Perek Ravi, he starts talking about the Yetzer Hara. And the context that he starts talking about it is that Perek Ravi identifies three obstacles, three blocks in devoting oneself to Avodas Hashem, doing things lishma. The first is not having some sort of intellectual awareness or knowledge of Hashem. The second is not knowing Pashat the Mitzvahs, not knowing what to do. You can't do something lishma if you don't know what to do, if you're not sure what to do. So you end up copying what the other guy does. That's the chokhmah of the Chavit Halavas. That's his point. That's his insight. If you don't learn yourself what the Ratzon Hashem is, then you're not doing your Ratzon Hashem. You're copying others. So that's not... you can't do something l'shem Hashem if you don't know what you're doing. If you're not sure even if what you're doing is correct or not. That's number two. It doesn't have to be you have your own knowledge nowadays, like you were saying. Either you learn and you know yourself, or you ask a rav, right? And then you know, that's called you know what to do. And number three, what's the third obstacle? On page Kuf Samach Tes, no, Kuf Ayin, the third line. Aval hirurei hayetzer. What the Yetzer Hara tries to talk you into, v'han chayosu es ha'odom, and his putting the person in a path, l'mashe mafsid tohar libo, beis ma'isav l'Hashem, what takes away from his single-minded devotion, you know, of doing things l'shem shemayim. Pavel bishu yodeh Hashem es toroso. That's an allusion, obviously, to the first two obstacles. Hu yodeh es Hashem. The guy knows. There's Toroso, and he knows that. So how does the Yetzer Hara do? What does the Yetzer Hara do? Arei Nechlak L'Shnei Chalokim. Two things. Because all this likes lists. O'echad Machshavos. Shebehen Machlis Lo Sveikos B'dvorim Amitiyim. He starts, he page Kufayin, the third line we started from. But now we're on the fifth line. That he starts making the person think about Apikursos call it fundamentals of Yiddishkeit. He did matl suffering. When am I going to serve Hashem? I'm not even sure X. How do I know B? How do I know Y? How do I know C? He starts thinking. Maybe he saw a blog or two he shouldn't have seen. Maybe he read a book or two that he shouldn't have seen. And now, you know, he starts to be specific because they sound very convincing. So that's one obstacle, that the Yetzer Hara does that. Achlo yitalo maiso l'shem Hashem. How can you do something l'shem Hashem if you really don't even believe properly? V'chelak Hashemi v'kucho mo'odem b'taynus arayas negad ma'ashu no'egu b'shtadl bo min ha'maiso l'shem Hashem she'enem tzrichim. Not necessary. Not vital. V'en mokom b'shtadl b'kach developing Yichud Hashem is hard. It's an avoda. It's a developing a certain mindset. So the Yetzer Hara is bound to come to you at one point and saying, it's all what you need it all for. You have limited amount of strength. Marshal your strengths for Olam Hazeh. That's where you're living. That's right now Nogeya. Marshal your strengths for getting along with your boss. Marshal your strengths for acquiring another company. Marshal your strengths for finding a job. Like keep focused on the here and the now, and not on the eternal. The eternal is very nice, but you know we have to get there. We're in Olam Hazeh now. You have to provide there. That's the second mahalach of the Yetzer Hara. Perek Hamishi will deal extensively with how the Yetzer Hara entraps someone. Perek Hamishi is a brilliant work in itself. Just Perek Hamishi. I think the statement, maybe it's apocryphal, from the Alta from Kelem, I think, that there's only two people in the world that know the full scope of the Yetzer Hara and his kochos and how he tries to entrap you. Says the Eibishter Hashem and the Chayfel Vofus. That's all in Perek Hamishi, where he gives you a very detailed description of the battle. Because he compares it, that's very, 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 very famous Chayfel Vofus, that he compares doing battle with the Yetzer Hara to battle with any enemy. And he describes tactics and different, tactics, Mahalchim. He describes everything in the fifth parak. So here he's just mentioning these are the two basic ways that the Yetzer Hara will get you to stop. Well, we'll try to get you to stop, either through being matil, sfeikus and emuna into your head. And sfeikus and emuna doesn't have to be atheism. It can be, does Hashem really care, right? Does Hashem really care about a black dot on an esrog that I can barely see? Does Hashem really care how much matzah I eat? Does Hashem really care if my tefillin's ritzuos are a little not black anymore? This is all the first thing. This is all sfeikus and emuna, I call it. These are really fundamental issues. They're not dvar shel mabakach that should be poo-pooed. That's not to say you shouldn't ask the questions. Adarabba, kids, adults should be encouraged to ask the questions. But they're not stam questions. They're very fundamental questions. And they have to know the answers if they're bothered by the question. If they're bothered by the question, it's very important to give them answers. So I'm not saying, I'm saying he's talking about a fundamental thing. But it's not just atheism. It's all the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit, including that Hashem speaks to us, and Hashem wants us to do certain things, and Hashem wants us to accomplish certain things, and we have Bechira, and we have Nisyonos. This is all fundamentals. That's all the Nechala number one. A person that has an Nisayon, like I talked about, I think 2 weeks ago, about Avram Avinu, where is much more prevalent than we like to think. We have a kash on Hashem, like, what kind of, you do this to me, I do this, I do that, pooped. The Gemara says, what the tzaddik did a mitzvah with, his children won't be nichshal in it. When the guy's daughter fell into a well, he said it's not possible she died, because he used to dig wells for either a golem. So he said the efshet davashi tzaddik, he almost, it turned out it didn't happen. Gemara tells the story, but now you can say the guy, people involved, let's say in Kiruv, whose kids go off to Derek, they say, hey, you have a kash on Hashem. It's also very, it has to be resolved one way or the other, or else you can't. You're certainly not going to develop avodas halakim or yichud ha'maisa when you have sfeikus. And the second thing is that he tells, listen, again, like I said, you have limited kaiches. You're in the here and now. Go involve yourself in olam hazeh, and then you retire when you. 45, 50, you'll retire, and then you'll be able to sit and learn. Pushes it off. Okay. Perek Hamishi. We'll start Perek Hamishi now, the middle, basically, of Pesach Kufayim. V'nei Reizi Levoi L'chom, he said, Dugmos, I want to give you examples of this. Asher Yoru, which will show, indicate, Al Shor, Mashalo Asker Mehem, you'll be able to extrapolate on your own. The Yishamru B'nei Adam Mehem, so be able to watch yourself from them. And you'll be able to develop ultimately Yichud Olakim. He says a very simple sentence, but it's very hard for us to believe it, to understand the all encompassing nature of what he says. Your biggest enemy in the world, that hates you the most, that wants you to mess up, that wants you to fail, that doesn't want you to have pleasure, that wants you to everything banned is Yitzhakha, is what we call the Yitzhara. Call it the ego, call it the search for comfort and for kavod. Something in the person, Hamamuzog, which is intertwined with Kochos Nafshecha, which are, right, if everybody has Kochos HaNefesh, whether it's courage or Zrizus, you do Kochos HaNefesh. Midos, Kochos HaNefesh. So the Yetzirah is all mixed into everything, right? Whether it's Gaiva or Va'me'ura b'mezeg ruchacha Va'meshtat nefimcha b'anhogas chushecha Ha'gufniyim b'horuchniyim. He's with you every step of the way. Ha'yodeh ha'itnei mistrei nafshecha. He knows what's in your heart, what you're motivated by, deep, deep down, what you really act like when mamash no one's looking. What you're hiding still in your heart. People come to Eitzes, Achitzonos, Vapnimios, Anasos, Bimchiroscha. Who's just waiting around for you to be Mesiach Das, and he'll be able to mess you up in all these unyonim. Okay, we'll stop here.